Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Tom McMillan, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Tom is supporting our AMPS Patreon. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more people on board with the ideas of freedom, and you get some cool perks, you get some benefits if you join it over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. So, to change things up here, we've been talking about the shooter in Buffalo and how the mainstream media is trying to keep the manifesto away from your eyes. You can see how insane this person really was. You can find out what their alleged political beliefs actually were rather than trusting the mainstream media to do that. If you go to social.freetalklive.com, you can see my profile on there, and you can find the link there to a downloadable PDF if you want to see it for yourself. So AP reporting here that Joe Biden has signed an order to deploy U.S. troops to Somalia because, you know, you don't actually have to put in a declaration of war these days.
No, declaring war, that's passe. That's like old people stuff.
Yeah, that's like 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's like using gold as money kind of stuff. And no one does that anymore.
We're following the Constitution.
You want to call up Somalia on your flip phone and let them know that you're declaring war on them, Grandpa?
Amid heightened concerns about the country's Islamic extremist rebels, known as Al-Shabaab.
They don't sound like a threat to me.
They probably aren't.
They sound like a tasty snack. Hey, you want some Al-Shabaab or some shish kebab?
Got some Shabaab on the bobby. The move is a reversal of... Now, this was a surprise. I didn't know. Did you know Donald Trump actually removed people from Somalia?
No,
I did not.
That apparently was. So we knew that he was pulling troops out of Afghanistan, and Joe Biden finished that task when he took office, which is one of the few good
finished
things.
Finished it badly, though.
Whatever. One of the few good things that he actually did, which was to pull out of Afghanistan. But apparently,
Trump becomes the most peaceful president of my lifetime, if I die and that's still the case, I'm going to be so disappointed. When God says, "All right, what happened down there?" I'm like, dude, that's your problem. No one else can fix that.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
It looks like that's the truth, though, Arya. It looks as though Donald Trump is the least warmongering of all of the presidents in the last 40
or 50.
I know
he is right now, but I'm saying, Joe Biden, you know, you're the Democrat, right? You're supposedly the peace-loving guy.
That doesn't play out if you look at the wars.
That's why I said supposedly.
Of the 20th century, Wilson... was responsible for World War I.
Roosevelt.
FDR was responsible for World War II. I'm not sure about Korea, but Vietnam.
Kennedy.
Was.
Right? Or was it before Kennedy?
Kennedy moved some advisors in, but then Johnson really fired the war up after Kennedy's assassination. And then you have the president who used troops the most times in the 20th century was Bill Clinton. You know, partially because he wanted to, you know, distract people from Monica Lewinsky. And partially because I guess that's just how he rolled.
Certainly, but to the average Democrat, they believe themselves. I mean, Ukraine aside, because for some reason they don't consider, you know, supporting Ukraine or standing with Ukraine or whatever hashtag they're using to convey that message to be, you know, supporting war.
I think it's because they blame Russia for Donald Trump.
Mm.
Russia didn't invade Ukraine while Trump was president, though.
No, but they think that it was, you know, Russian disinformation that got him elected. So they the fact that he was president just infuriates them. So
regardless Trump of all of that, the Democratic
real. Mm-hmm.
The Democrats believe themselves to be the pro-peace party, and the Republicans are the warmongers. That's the way they portray themselves.
I think it's the rank and file might quote unquote believe that, but right. At the party level, no.
Yeah,
there's no evidence for that.
The average person is the one I care about,
They weren't anti-war during Obama either.
No, of course
or
not.
Or even during W, you know, they were right there lying us into Iraq.
Well, but I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm talking about, like,
some
Code
of the
Pink.
Rank and file objected to Iraq.
Yeah, Code Pink. What was the lady's name? We had her on. We had the, one of them on.
Oh,
the air.
Her son was killed.
Yeah.
Shahan?
Shahan. Yeah, Shahan. Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
We actually interviewed her. There definitely were some strong voices on the left against the war in Iraq under George Bush, but they vaporized under Barack Obama, and they're nowhere to be found. Now they just kept quiet, it seemed like, during, you know, Barack Obama's years, but now they're literally cheering on war in the case of Ukraine. So they've done a complete 180 from what they were doing 20 years ago.
Are the people from Code Pink cheering on Ukraine? I would be curious to find out if they're actually what they're saying about that.
Good question.
I mean, to a certain extent, I understand why people could, you know, support Ukraine without feeling like they were warmongers. I do understand how they could feel that way. I don't feel that way, and I don't support Ukraine or Russia in this nonsense, but I do understand how if they have the worldview that Ukraine's just this peaceful, innocent country over there minding its own business and big mean Russia invades them. I understand, you know, yeah, fight back. Defend yourself against the invaders. And even that perspective I kind of get, but is that really what's going on in Ukraine? It doesn't seem like it, and we're never going to know. And the Ukrainian government, from what I can tell, is worse than the Russian government. The people of Ukraine would be worse under the Ukrainian government than under the Russian government.
Hard to say that for sure. I mean, they're both pretty awful. They're both, like, kind of around the same rankings on the economic freedom chat.
Yeah, but since this war started, Zelensky has done nothing but be a tyrant. He's crushed freedom of the press. He's threatening to throw people in prison for spreading misinformation.
The opposition has already been locked in prison and disqualified from running for elections. They've taken over TV stations.
Those are the things that we expect from Russia, but Russia, meanwhile, they've shut down, I think, one news station, and that person, or radio station, I don't remember now, that person is suing the Russian government in the courts.
Yeah.
No, that's not being allowed to the owners of the Ukrainian television stations that, you know, got shut down.
Martial law there.
So I don't know, between the two at this point, and this isn't a universally true thing, but at this point, comparing Putin and Zelensky, I would rather have Putin.
Well, they're both bad news.
I'd
for
rather
sure,
do without either of them.
Yeah. But I see.
Well, that's
where
why
you're
I phrase
from.
It as a dichotomy. Yeah. Doing with neither of them is not an option.
Right.
So the move is a reversal of Donald Trump's late-term decision to remove nearly all 700 special operations forces that had been operating in Somalia. So he basically pulled everybody out of Somalia, and now they're going back. Biden's decision, confirmed by a senior administration official, comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin requested the deployment, quote, to reestablish a persistent U.S. military presence in Somalia to enable a more effective fight against al-Shabaab, which has increased in strength and poses a heightened threat, unquote.
A threat to who?
Yeah.
Skewered lamb.
The official who requested anonymity to discuss a decision that has not been formally announced.
The pirates, that was Somalia, right?
There were some out there, yeah.
But that was under Obama, wasn't it?
Well, there have been pirates operating out of Somalia for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. That covered multiple presidents.
They were there under Trump and elsewhere.
Yeah. South Park did a thing about that.
They did.
Cartman
really
wanted to go join the pirates.
He did. He didn't just want to. He went and joined them.
Yeah.
The official requested anonymity because the decision hasn't been formally announced that American forces already in the region will be repositioned. U.S. military commanders have been deploying U.S. forces into Somalia for short rotations since Trump ordered American troops out during his final days in office in 2021. The Pentagon officials didn't see that as a, quote, effective long-term strategy. And by that they mean it's not enough money going into the pockets of the military-industrial complex, so they need to bring troops back.
Yeah, because that's an effective long-term strategy.
Exactly. Yeah, why not just let the people of Somalia provide for their own defense, take care of themselves? They're more than capable of doing that. They threw out the Americans in the 1990s, if I recall correctly.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
math here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio tonight talking about the U.S. government gang moving in more troops into Somalia after apparently Trump had decided in late in his term to remove nearly all of the 700 special operations forces that had been operating there. Again,
what can 700 special ops forces really do anyway? That's not enough.
I wouldn't want them in my neighborhood.
No, but our neighborhood is a lot smaller than Somalia.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, no doubt about it.
I mean, 700 is not an occupying force.
No, it's not.
Those people are over there doing cocaine and prostitutes and playing poker.
That's probably true. But nonetheless, they can be there to destroy lives if they want to. And yeah, we don't really know. You're speculating. I mean, we don't
know
what their missions are, right? Like, a lot of them are probably
secret. I mean, there was also the Space Force that, you know, found a bunch of cocaine washed up on the Myrtle Beach, I think, in South Carolina. I think so, where they were studying sea turtles or something, and they just happened
to... Well, they were the Navy, but after they found found cocaine, they became Space Force.
So this is happening. They talk about Al-Shabaab, which they say has ties with Al-Qaeda, has made territorial gains against Somalia's federal government in recent months. Oh, apparently Somalia's got a federal government again.
Just what they needed.
Yeah, reversing the gains of African Union peacekeepers who had once pushed the militants into remote areas of the country. Word of the deployment decision came after Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, who served as Somalia's president from 2012 to 2017, was announced as the winner of a protracted election. So that is all that we have for you on what's happening in Somalia right now. But this is not a free country, by the way. Like you were referencing this earlier, Aria. There's a bunch of critics of libertarianism and voluntarism who will say, oh, well, you don't like it here, just go to move to Somalia.
Somalia is almost always the country they use.
Yeah.
Well, if you want anarchy, why don't you move to Somalia?
And that's because the popular misconception about Somalia is that they have no government, that in the 1990s, the U.S. government and the Somalian government were overthrown and thrown out, and that nothing has ever changed since.
Dude, I don't know how to tell people this, but if Somalia had no government, I would have moved there so long ago. You would not have had to wait around to tell me, because I would have been typing it from Somalia.
Well, one of the problems with a violent overthrow of the state is you usually get a power vacuum, right?
Yes.
And so there's somebody else, some warlord, which, again, a government is just a successful warlord. Right? That's all that the state is.
They're the criminal gang that managed to destroy the other criminal gangs.
Yeah, people always say, oh, under anarchy, warlords will take over. And I'm like, government is the warlords that took over.
That's right.
That's, the, you know, maybe it would happen again if we got rid of the current warlords. But, you know, warlords have already taken over.
The difference between your typical warlord and a government warlord is that the government runs the schools. And so the government gang has been...
Isn't that relatively new, though?
Within the last 150 years, yeah.
I thought it was closer to 50 for some reason.
No, government schools started in the late 1800s. I think it comes back to a conflict between the Protestants and the Catholics, if I recall correctly. And, like, the Protestants didn't want the Catholics to have their own schools to educate kids. I think that's how the story goes. But if you know more and you want to clarify it for us, feel free to call in at 603-283-6160. Anyway, I forget the point I was trying to make about this school.
That's the difference between warlords. Yeah.
So the warlords have convinced people that there's something else. So, like, we see it clearly. We know that the state is the warlord, that their agents, the police and the FBI, are essentially the thugs on the street that the warlord has. You know, like, the classic example of the warlord is, oh, you got to pay this. You got to pay us to get through this road. Right? We're blocking this road. You got to pay us.
How do people not see it? We have tolls. We have taxes. We have all of these things, right?
Badges.
You can't cross the bridge unless you pay your taxes.
But they also have badges and uniforms.
Did people back then.
We don't need no stinking badges.
And they've got pledges and songs.
They had all that nonsense then.
But warlords don't have that stuff, right? They're not that... decorative. They don't have the pomp and the circumstance that manages to fool people.
The worst one I've ever seen was the delivering of the electors' votes to the Senate or the House or whatever they were, however that works. It's such a religious ceremony. You could feel the gravity, the importance that these people felt that they were taking part in this majestic, awe-inspiring ceremony. Well, it's like you're carrying a stupid, olden, wooden box filled with moldy sheets of paper.
You're identifying another key difference, right, is this group of warlords has a religious feel to them. They have managed to convince so many people that they're anything but warlords, and they've done it by using the trappings of religion to surround what they do. They have the window dressing of the court. They have the process.
The courts are such an obvious example as well. Go online and Google pictures of the inside of a court, and then open a new window and Google pictures church. Of the inside of a church, and compare the two. They have exactly the same features.
No doubt.
The only difference is instead of crosses, you have the great seal of the United States or whatever, and the colors are different. Religion tends toward white, or Christianity at least tends towards the color white, while the state tends towards darker browns.
Mm-hmm. The Manchester courtroom is the one that amazes me, where they have the big old piece of corporate art with glass pieces of the shredded Constitution flying around like a trash tornado.
That's exactly what it is.
Is it really?
It's right in your face, on display. And it's got some name like that, too, Tornado of Rights
tornado
or something.
Of destruction of Rights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's how they pulled this off. They're not your typical warlords because they've managed to fool people into thinking they're something else.
Well, that's why they want to control the schools, right?
Yeah,
Because once you have them from the age of 5 years old, you can work your religion in their lives to the extent that you have people at the Republican meetings say, ending the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever with amen, without the slightest trace of irony.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've seen it. I've witnessed it. It's insane. They have everything. They have the pledges. Not the pledges. They have the chants. They call them the Pledge of Allegiance. But it's just a chant. It's a Gregorian chant, essentially, just like you would find in a church.
Mm-hmm.
Except most modern churches don't really do a lot of chanting, but they have plenty of hymns.
Oh, yeah.
My Country, Tissity, whatever it's called. America's
National
Beautiful.
Anthem.
Yep, the National Anthem. They have all of the hymns.
Make sure you take your hat off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And hold it over your heart.
And put your hand over your heart or kneel. You can kneel. It's a bit of a sensitive issue right now. But look, if the sacred cloth touches the ground, what do? You burn it.
There's a whole ceremony.
Because burying it is not good enough for the magic cloth.
Mm-hmm.
We have to love and respect the magic cloth. Just like you have to eat the cracker that magically becomes Jesus. When you eat it. It's completely insane. It's just a religion.
Cannibalism.
Immortality through ritual cannibalism. Yeah. That's new.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Coming up, Aria, you've got another story of interest about Netflix. They are telling their employees to take a hike. Apparently.
If they don't like what Netflix is allowing on their platform.
Yeah, plus NATO is now drilling near the Russian border for troops from 14 nations. Thousands of them. We'll tell you about that as well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket was in the city months before the attack. City Police Commissioner John Germalia.
The individual was here a few months ago, back in early March.
Officials added that the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, had planned to attack a second location had he not been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, including dozens that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives, adding that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The Dow closed higher by 27 points, but the Nasdaq fell 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News. The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed the complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. Come this fall in Florida, protesting in front of a private residence can land you in jail. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, but a protester can only be arrested after ignoring orders to disperse. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, the number 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the psycho shooter in Buffalo, the psychos invading Somalia and the United States government, or whatever you want to discuss, you can take control here at 603-283-6160 and bring up anything. With you tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
If you're interested in learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, time to start getting into cryptocurrency maybe. It might be a good time considering the prices have been down over the last, few months. They're down about 50% off their highs, record highs from November, right now around $30,000 for one Bitcoin.
It's a good time to buy.
Good time to start learning before you get into it. Do a little bit of due diligence. Learn the basics. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll get some useful videos that you can sit down with and learn some of the new concepts that you really ought to get a hold of before you get a little bit deeper into cryptocurrency. And you can go as deep as you want to. They got a lot of good information over there at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started. And if you're not brand new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines any old time you want to. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find them there every day. Let's go to Jack in Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know where I'm going with this, but there's an episode of South Park where Cartman, I'd say the United States, decides he wants to be a pirate. So he goes over to Somalia. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, you brought it up earlier.
Yeah.
Are you saying you think that in that episode Cartman represented the United States?
Yeah, he goes over there, starts singing what they call chanties or whatever, you know, they're pirates or whatever, and, you know, and all the other poor, you know, people, which is shown in the show. They're like, oh, okay. And, you know, I think they're just being taken advantage of.
I don't understand.
I think you had to be there. I got to say, as someone who hasn't seen the episode, your recollection of it doesn't really make much sense.
I can explain a little more clearly what happened. Okay. So Cartman, you know, he learns about, you know, there are modern day pirates, and he's a little kid. He wants to be a pirate because pirates are cool, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they are.
So he convinces some kids to go to Somalia with him, and they find out that, you know, the Somalian pirates, they live in squalor. They have nothing. They have these wooden boats that they have to row out and stuff like that. They don't have these great big pirate ships and stuff like that. And they don't sing songs. There's no one with a peg leg. No one's wearing an eye patch. So Cartman, he does what he convinces them to become that type of pirate, to where they're singing songs and someone has a pirate, you know, a wooden leg and all of that.
Okay.
And, you know, Cartman turns out to be a pretty good pirate. He manages to steal an entire carnival ship.
Wow.
Well, someone had a lightsaber, right? Mm. A fake lightsaber toy that apparently the French people piloting this carnival ship were just really terrified of for some reason. But I don't see how Cartman's behavior in this episode was supposed to represent the United States, because the United States didn't go over there and teach the Somalian pirates how to sing or even how to be better pirates.
But what happens in the very end? Cartman's singing away all happy, and they all get popped on the beach. I don't know.
Yes, the people who did the popping there, the people who showed up and, you know, killed all of the pirates, yeah, those were the ones who represent the United States.
Because they actually were.
Because they were the military people who showed up and killed the brown people.
Quick question for you. So you've read the manifesto, or a lot of it?
No, I've read, like, the first 8 pages.
I've scanned through it.
So, is he a socialist? Is he a white supremacist? He is.
Yes, he's both of those things.
We're not going to see that in the news.
Just like Nazis. No, you're not going to see that in the news. They're going to paint him as though he's a right-winger, because every Nazi must be a right-winger, even though Nazi stood for National Socialist.
But what is right-wing and what is left-wing? I mean,
yeah, that's a good question.
The way we understand these things today, I would say that the Nazi Party, National Socialism, is a right-wing policy.
Well, if you talk to people on the right, they will talk about free markets as though they support them. We know it's not true because they support the war on drugs, for instance, and they want to outlaw
corporate welfare.
Right. They want to outlaw prostitution or gambling or whatever. So we know it's not true. But they will at least talk favorably towards free markets. This individual is completely against free markets, and he's even against global trade. So.
We won't hear that. That is so bizarre, the media. You know, I love gambling, and I've been around, you know, situations with prostitutes. I won't go further. But it's just bizarre that they won't share that information with us. And how are we going to break through? I mean, you guys are trying to create this.
Well, socialism wasn't his defining belief, right? He didn't go out and kill these people in the name of socialism.
No, it's in the name of stopping the replacing or something like that.
It's stopping white genocide is how he put it, I believe. That's what his goal was. So when you characterize this guy, what he was doing, what he was trying to accomplish, what his motives were, what motivated him, you obviously go to the racism, because by his own words, the racism is what motivated him. It wasn't the fact that he was a socialist that caused him to do this. It was the fact that he was a racist.
Well, who knows? Yeah. That's what he said. He says a lot of things in this 180 pages. I mean, he's apparently also an environmentalist racist, European environmentalist racist or something like that.
To me, the most bizarre thing is that he accuses, early on in the manifesto, and I no longer have it in front of me, but he accuses black people of invading the United States. And to me, that's a monument. This is why critical race theory needs to be taught in school.
It's like accusing a kidnap victim of trespassing at your house. What are you doing in my basement? Well, you chained me up and locked me down here, you bastard.
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Here's his paragraph about the free markets. So, headline, globalized capitalist markets are the enemy of racial autonomous. If an ethnocentric European future is to be achieved, global free markets and the trade of goods is to be discouraged at all costs. And that alone is just enough stupid for to just throw this guy
in. Yeah. It was a bit much for me to process as you read it.
He goes on, an environmentally conscious and moral society will never be able to economically compete with a society based on ever-increasing industrialization, urbanization, industrial output, and population increase.
So the society he proposes, he admits, would be worse and poorer than a free society, so...
But he argues it would be more moral.
His solution to that is that free societies must be suppressed so that his horrible society
can survive.
Well,
no, he argues that his society would be more moral than the capitalist one.
Well, he's also saying there can't be a global free market, which would mean that he, in theory, would want to suppress markets on the entire planet if
right.
he had his way.
Wow.
Right, but in the name of morality, that's the excuse he's giving.
And the environment, apparently.
I mean, I don't agree, but I see why, you know, someone who's 18-year-old would think that. They hear about how exploitative capitalism is and how, you know, billionaires are destroying the world and they don't care and they're polluting the oceans or whatever. So I can understand why this socialist here would be under the impression of, no, we can't compete, we can't have capitalism because capitalism is oppressive and immoral and evil.
He says the cheaper labor and ignorance of environmental health will always result in cheaper goods produced with less effort and inevitably result in control of the market. A Europe of nature, culture, and sustainable living practices will not be able to ever compete in the global market. The global market, thus, never be allowed to compete in the new European market.
There's
protectionism.
There's ethical alternatives to things right now that exist and are doing just fine. There are ethical companies that don't test makeup and shampoo on animals. There's ethical farming that doesn't rely on Tyson.
Does that mean
and other
test them on humans?
Because they probably don't test them at all.
Tested on some. If it's not tested before it's sold, it's tested after it's sold.
True.
By the customers.
Yeah. When I say it wasn't tested on animals, everyone knows what I mean without me clarifying that. Oh, no, you know, this means they're not testing on non-human animals.
Nobody doesn't know that.
Barring the importation of all goods produced outside the new European zone is an essential pillar of the future Western economy, he says in his 180-page manifesto. So complete protectionism. Lock out any global products. Make everything locally, which means pay top dollar.
The Kindle Maker compete with the sun.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Moments remain. If you want to join us here, you can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Netflix has been in the news quite a bit recently. Of course, their stock has tumbled. People talk about how Bitcoin has fallen. Netflix has gone down by, what, 70% in the last 5 months alone?
Good Lord.
And I saw some other statistics that if you just look at Bitcoin in the last same amount of time, Bitcoin's only down like 30% because you have to go all the way back to November to hit the peak. It's been going down since then.
My gut tells me that Netflix is on their way out. I just don't see them surviving in the long run.
Well, now that's an interesting question, and let's get into that here in a little bit. But you've got news about Netflix, Aria, that you wanted to share tonight.
Yes, Netflix employees should leave the company if they take issue with its programming, the streaming giant has said in an internal memo obtained ahead of its publication this week. Within the platform's, quote, artistic expression section of its corporate culture memo, which was due to be shared publicly on Thursday, then they go into some detail that's really not important.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with corporate culture, whatever that is.
I mean, this is twice within the first two paragraphs where they essentially spent half of the paragraph bragging about how they got this document early. The anti-censorship drive comes months after Netflix aired Dave Chappelle's controversial stand-up special, The Closer.
Which was hilarious, by the way. I watched it.
And it was more than 5 months ago. I just want to stress that. You know, that people thought, oh, we're going to cancel Netflix because of Dave Chappelle. Netflix was still doing just fine after The Closer.
That's right. No, in fact, I suspect they were doing better.
And I watched, probably.
Yeah.
I rejoined Netflix because of the Dave Chappelle thing because I wanted to watch
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
At the time, Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos defended Chappelle, saying, "We don't allow Netflix titles that are designed to incite hate or violence, and we don't believe The Closer crosses that line."
I would agree.
Seem to agree. It was actually rather funny, and I think a lot of people just missed the jokes that he made. They thought the punchline was one line earlier than it actually
was. A lot of people didn't bother to watch.
And that's true. They just got offended.
Not just the jokes, but the sensitivity with which he dealt with his befriending of this trans woman and her.
Well, let's be realistic. I don't know how friendly they really were. He didn't even know she had a kid. You know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But
they had it sounded like they had a professional relationship that was positive.
That's how I would characterize it. But yeah. A lot of people misconstrued. Oh, they were friends and all this stuff. Well,
it was the kind of friends where you go out for a drink when you're in town.
Yes, very much so.
You know, not that you're constantly staying in contact or whatever.
Yeah, but I definitely got the impression that he cared about her, that he was touched by her death.
Certainly.
That she sympathized with his situation when he was attacked, and she went to bat for him against, you know, parts of her own community.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was actually a really touching and meaningful segment of that comedy special.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah, I think it was.
And I suspect many of the people who hate him never even saw it. They don't even know about it.
No.
Well, they probably heard about it, right?
No, they probably heard that he was anti-trans or whatever, and then they just went off.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that part of it wasn't really reported in the segment of the media.
Oh, yeah, it was. Dude, LGBTQ News, LGBTQ Nation, they were angry that Dave Chappelle would exploit this trans comedian's death.
Oh, man.
Dude, they knew about it. They talked about it.
Oh, wow.
Talk about jaded.
But, yeah, they had it from an entirely different perspective. They just wanted an excuse to be angry at Dave Chappelle, so they sought one out. But they knew about it, and they talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, every title is different. We approach them based on the same set of principles. We support the artistic expression of the creators we choose to work with. We program for a diversity of audiences and tastes. And we let viewers decide what's appropriate for them versus having Netflix censor specific artists or voices. And I love that philosophy. I just think Netflix as a company has kind of screwed up and they're not going to recover. The section concludes that employees' personal values about what they consider harmful will not be taken into consideration. It continued, as employees, we support the principle that Netflix offers a diversity of stories, even if we find some titles counter to our own personal values. Mm. Depending on your role, you may need to work on titles you perceive to be harmful. If you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, it's surprising, right?
Get another job.
Netflix has yet to comment on stories that are reporting the memo, which has been updated for the first time in nearly 5 years. So that's pretty much the extent of the Netflix story.
Hey, look, if you can't be a professional, like, hey, we're asking you to pull focus on this camera, on this production. Can you handle that? Are you going to have a breakdown? Okay, if you can't handle this, you don't belong here. Right? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
This is reasonable.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think about the script. You're the grip. You know, or whatever, you're the lighting guy. You either put the lights in the right place, or you go find another gig. That's completely reasonable.
Perfectly reasonable. I mean, as a programmer, I would not have room for a system administrator who needed a fainting couch.
a safe space.
Yeah, a safe space where they could be free from, you know, the fact that some of our users sent emails they didn't like.
Right. Well, the world isn't a safe space, and it's never going to be. Mm. And I don't know what these snowflakes are trying to create in the world when you know, they have these snowflakes, they have these safe spaces to which they retreat. But you're never going to get rid of all of the mean people. You're going to have to learn how to deal with them and how to cope with them, how to move forward in a positive way, how to not let them get to you. Because it doesn't matter what they say to you, as we talked about countless times here on the store. They can be as mean as they want. It's only going to upset you if you let it upset you. They don't have the power to make you angry, to make you feel offended, to make you feel hurt, to make you sad, to make you unhappy. They don't have that power. That's your power. Stop giving other people who you don't like, people who you don't trust, stop giving them power to control you, because power to control your emotions is power to control you.
Let's go to the phones here. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello? Going once? Caller from area code 812, going twice. All right, well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So why do you think Netflix isn't going to survive? I mean, they've been around. Nothing lasts forever, obviously.
Yeah.
But they've been around for a very, very long time. They've been quite successful. They don't have a lot of, I don't know. I've never looked at their numbers or whatever. But unlike, say, the old video store, which is what Netflix put out of business,
and that
right?
part of Netflix may remain. I don't know.
But what part's going to go down?
Were they ever
the streaming service? I had a friend message me today, telling me that he had canceled his Netflix. I was like, yeah, I finally got around to canceling mine a few months ago after letting it, you know, go uncanceled, even though I wasn't using it. And I asked him why. He's like, well, I just can't justify spending $20 a month on this one streaming service. And that made me realize that $20 a month, Netflix is losing money. Or they're not.
They're losing money.
I don't know how much. I don't know how their back end numbers actually are.
Okay.
But they're not doing great as a company, regardless. Right. So they don't have the money to do whatever it is that they need to do in order to be a successful thriving company anymore.
They lost some subscribers, but not a whole lot of them. I mean, people.
Well, they're still bleeding subscribers.
Sure.
But Netflix. But
you can only grow so much, right? And they already had a significant chunk.
Hulu is $4 a month. And they have significantly more content than Netflix. And it's content that people actually want to watch. I can find South Park on Netflix. I mean, on Hulu. If I want to watch, if I type in South Park on Netflix, it's going to come up with some Netflix original series that's, you know, crass and rated MA and it's animated and it might be kind of sort of like South Park, but it's not South Park. And that's what Netflix has, is a bunch of originals that are kind of sort of similar to what you're looking for. We don't have Futurama, but we have this thing that's similar.
Netflix, according to this story here at itep.org, reported $5.3 billion in profits for the year 2021. So that is the sign of a
good.
I'm not saying they're
company.
Going.
What happened was,
well, they're losing subscribers for the first time, and the numbers of what's happening right now are still ongoing. They're about to. They're saying we're going to be introducing ads before the end of the year. Once they introduce ads, they're done.
They didn't gain as many subscribers as they expected to. But they still have an S-ton of subscribers. I don't have that number in front of me, but the last time we saw it, it was like over 200 million globally. I think it was 220 million or something like that. So they've got a lot of subscribers. Now, what you're saying is the competition is going to eat away at their market share. And I think that's definitely true, especially if the price difference is what you're saying that it is. And plus,
I think it's $4.99 for Hulu with ads.
Here's the other thing that I've been holding on to about Netflix. What's really funny is it looks like they're going to go in a direction that's going to make them like the thing that they're putting out of business. Netflix is now going live. They're going to be doing live television production on Netflix. So that way you can tune in live, just like you used to be able to on cable channels for things. You know, that old thing that Netflix put out of business?
Wow. I forgot.
Putting out of business?
On demand is so much the standard that I forget that not on demand was a thing.
Netflix is implementing live streaming, apparently. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on it as it develops. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.